This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. On a day one of public testimony, an impeachment witness says that President Donald Trump asked about Ukraine investigations.
William Taylor is the top diplomat in Ukraine. He testified there were discussions about U.S. aid and investigations of Joe Biden.
A member of my staff could hear President Trump on the phone asking Ambassador Sondland about the investigations.
Gordon Sondland is another diplomat. That staff member asked him what President Trump thought about Ukraine.
Mr. Sondland responded that President Trump cares more about the investigations of Biden.
This was after President Trump's July phone call with the new leader of Ukraine that set off the impeachment inquiry. Ranking Republican Devin Nunes says nothing bad happened.
Security assistance was provided to Ukraine without the Ukrainians having done any of the things they were supposedly being blackmailed to do.
An anonymous whistleblower's complaint set off the inquiry, and Republicans want to hear from that person in a closed hearing. Ed Donahue, Washington.
There's no indication of any breakthrough following talks Wednesday between the leaders of Turkey and United States at a time their relationship is at a low ebb. We get more from Jennifer King.
While impeachment hearings were underway on Capitol Hill, President Trump hosted Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan and his wife at the White House.
I'm a big fan of the president.
And he seemed determined not to let the hearings or the recent incursion into northern Syria get in the way of good relations with the NATO ally.
We're having a very strong discussion on different things, including the safe zone and the border, the oil, and again, trade is a very big factor.
A handful of GOP senators invited to the Oval Office expressed their concerns about the fate of Kurdish allies and Turkey's warming relations with Russia, including the purchase of a Russian air defense system. Among them was Texas Senator Ted Cruz.
We very much hope Turkey changes the path it's on and does not employ the S-400.
Trump says he thinks their differences can be resolved. Jennifer King, Washington.
This is VOA News. U.S. and North Korean officials held a meeting at a non-proliferation conference held in Moscow. A former U.S. official attended the conference told VOA's Korean service as the denuclearization talks between Pyongyang and Washington remain deadlocked. U.S. officials led by Mark Lambert, director of the Office of Korean Affairs at the State Department, attended the three-day annual Moscow Non-Proliferation Conference. Jo Chol-soo, head of the North Korean Foreign Ministry's North American Department, led the delegation from Pyongyang. Fresh protests erupted Wednesday in Bolivia, just hours after an opposition senator was sworn in as interim president. VOA's Lattice Ahok reports that there still are supporters for the former president in the country, especially among indigenous Bolivians.
Protesters crowded central La Paz Wednesday, a day after Bolivia's interim president, Jeanine Añez, took oath of office. Demonstrators in the capital and the nearby city waved indigenous flags in support of Evo Morales, the country's first indigenous Bolivian president. Morales addressed his supporters from Mexico.
It's a crime to be indigenous. This is a class problem. When a president with the social movements, workers, rural workers, and the patriotic professions is in government, the police riot. The police carry out a coup.
Morales blamed the forces of the North American Empire for forcing his departure and said he was ready to return if his people ask for it. But many Bolivians say the interim leader should be given a chance. Zlatica Hope, VOA News, Washington.
Pro-democracy protesters, a number of them students, barricaded themselves at universities in Hong Kong as the schools became the latest flashpoints in the demonstrators' quest for greater autonomy from China. Violent confrontations between authorities and demonstrators continued to erupt. Sabrina Schatz is an exchange student at Hong Kong Baptist University.
It was surreal. Like, look at my surrounding. I just, like, 4 days ago I walked down here to a supermarket and right now it's a battlefield. Yeah. It's crazy.
In an attempt to quell street protests this week, police entered the Chinese University of Hong Kong, Polytechnic University, and the University of Hong Kong, lobbing tear gas inside the first two institutions that touched off of fights at several schools within the region. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.